We're talking high school wrestling here on KSOM with the head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, Tyler Christensen. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Good. You know, I'm excited. We got a lot of good competition in the room right now. We had a good freshman class join us this year. And, you know, all the boys are doing it the right way. They're starting to really catch on to the culture we're trying to create here in Audubon. So it's looking good.
So what do you have for overall numbers coming into this year?
I was supposed to have 19 kids come out. Unfortunately, we had two that get some injuries there towards the end of football. So our numbers are sitting right around 16, 17, once when everybody's healthy and wrestling.
Okay, fair enough. So who do you expect to be some of the leaders of your team this year?
Yeah, I'm going to lean heavily on my two seniors on the team, Jack Stanerson and Alex Hansen. Both great kids. Both know how to work hard and know what it takes to be successful in the sport. The past 3 years, they've either had an injury bug or just kind of fell short, gone on some bad stretches there. So they're definitely looking to punch their ticket this year, and make that final push as seniors. And then Lane Elmquist also, he was our state qualifier last year as a sophomore. He's back this year as a junior. So he knows what it takes. He knows what the hard work entails here. Those three, I'm going to lean on this season to kind of lead our young freshmen.
So what did you see from Lane in terms of his ability to go to state last year? And, you know, what as a sophomore, you know, at state, he was he didn't get a win there. So he went 0-2 at the state tournament, but still a solid season to get there. What does he need to work on to, improve and maybe get on the podium?
Yeah, you know, Lane is he's a very technical wrestler. He knows his stuff and he works it really well. He does a pretty good job of controlling the matches and to where he wants to be. Things Lane knows he needs to work on is we got to be in the weight room, hitting the weights a little bit. Sometimes we're a little outsized at some of our weight classes. It's nothing new to him. He faces that adversity well, and he's still able to control the match and do things. He's just going to keep doing his stuff, controlling matches and getting to his technique quickly will show him a lot of success this season.
Right. You were a young team last year. I don't think you had a senior on your roster a year ago. What have you been working on? I mean, what have you seen in just overall development from some of these kids, freshmen, sophomores, now sophomores, juniors?
Yeah, I mean, our big stress was, you know, summer champions. Summer wrestlers make winter champions. I was really big on trying to talk to the guys that we got to be on the mat throughout the spring and throughout the summer. The more mat time, the better. So we were traveling different places, getting some kids some looks at some clubs, and we've had some kids that really committed to that. Alex Hinkle's one kid that really stands out. He's going to be a sophomore for me this season, and he's all the way up to 190, multi-sport athlete. He's really hit the weight room really hard this offseason. He's really filled out nicely. So I think his confidence level is definitely growing, and I think that's a big thing that goes with our off-season wrestling is just that mat time and trusting your technique and knowing that it's going to work. Some of these freshmen come in to high school varsity wrestling and they're scared to shoot. They're scared to lose. And when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter if you lose. We're trying to get better, but we want to be better by the time we get to district. So really trying our stuff all the way throughout the season.
Talk a little bit more about your two seniors with Jack and Alex coming in to the year and what their abilities are and what hopes you have for them this season.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, hard-nosed, physical kids. Jack Stanerson, you know, his record hasn't showed it the past couple of years, but he's a really well-rounded wrestler when he wants to be. So the big word for Jack, I would like to see more this season is consistency. He's a great, great kid, great athlete, great wrestler. Just being more consistent on the mat, in the wrestling room, in school, throughout all aspects of life. We want to be more consistent, and I think that's going to shine through and have some more success for him this season. And Alex Hansen, you know, he's been so close in years past, wrestled a really hard match last districts, lost to a really good kid. So we're just going to focus on him having fun this year and finishing with a bang. I know we've talked about it. He wants to really kind of let loose, not so much pressure, and we're just going to have fun with his senior season, and we're going to see what happens. So I'm expecting big things out of both those kids and some other kids too on the team.
So overall, what would you say are some of the goals for this year's wrestling team?
Yeah, every year I have my athletes create a goal sheet, and I created one for myself too for our team. And my number one goal this season is that everybody stays out, nobody quits on themselves, and we stay healthy. Sometimes in the past we've had injuries. So that's goal number one. Goal two is that we're more competitive in the dual scene. This is the second year in a row that our numbers have been up that allows us to compete more in the duels. So getting more dual wins throughout the season is goal number two. And then goal number three is I want more state qualifiers on our team. The kids know that that's my goal. We had one last year. I want to improve upon that, and I think we're capable of. So that's our goal for Wheeler Wrestling this season.
Well, let's hope it all comes to fruition. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck on the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tyler Christensen, head coach for Audubon Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.